In Go and Stop Expert Students, we're switching gears a little bit, and we're moving from games where we're improvising, meaning we're making things up as we go along, into games where we are composing, which means that we decide ahead of time how the music will go, and then we play it the same every time. It helps to think about composing as being similar to reading. So when we read from left to right, just as when we compose, and when we're performing that music, we read it from left to right. We also, when we're reading a sentence, we don't jump around and skip a word and then go back to another word or repeat a word. We just read each word in sequence from left to right in a predictable manner, which is just the same as when we're reading these cards, which are laid out horizontally from left to right in a predictable manner we read them. Moving on to our step-by-step instructions, we want to choose the cards that we would like to play, and then we post them horizontally, the cards we like, and then we put a stop card at the end. One thing that's important is to put the cards high up so that the leader's body isn't blocking the cards. And then after we've posted them, in order to perform them, the leader points to each card once only, and you move in sequence from left to right. Now, as the leader points to each card, of course, the students make whatever sound is on the card. And the trick for the leader is to be slow and steady and predictable. In other variations of Go and Stop, we've perhaps wanted to be a little bit unpredictable, because that's part of the fun of that of those kinds of games, that it's tricky. But in this case, we want to be very predictable, moving from left to right. We're not trying to trick anybody here. And then, of course, as with all Go and Stop games, you would want to have a new leader and let the students have a chance to lead the process. So, a couple of options in terms of sound production. One is the continuous sound, which means just clap, 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 clap. This tends to be easier for most groups. The second option would be only having one sound per card. So you point at the clap card and one clap is produced. This is more challenging. It's harder to get students to do it at the same time. This is moving into a more musical framework where we can start to hear some rhythms and some patterns developing. Moving on, we're going to take a look at some scaffolding for difficulty. It's really important to scaffold this in a way that kids can master what they've got. So we suggest using one type of card to start, just to get the idea of it, then composing with two different types of cards. The next step would be to introduce the tricky no sound card and use that with one other type of card that does make a sound. And then finally, after the kids have mastered all these steps, you can mix and match as you want to and make the compositions increasingly long. You just need to gauge your kids on how much they can handle. So the tips and tricks to remember for composing with body percussion cards: this is not meant to be tricky when you're leading it. You go from left to right in a predictable, steady sequence. You're not trying to change the rhythm. You're not trying to go faster or slower. You want kids to be able to look ahead and predict what's going to happen and be able to adjust accordingly. You also need to make sure that when you're posting, just the logistics of it, that the cards are high enough for everyone to see and the leader's body is not blocking the cards when they're pointing to them. Hope you have fun.